International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 2. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brothers, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion. Romans 15:5-6. Now the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you mean business with the Lord's recovery and if you mean business with his present day, up-to-date move, you must first take care of this one thing, one accord. The four Gospels tell us how the Lord spent 3.5 years to teach his disciples. Much of this teaching is recorded in the Gospels, yet the Lord said in John that he had many things to say to the disciples that they could not bear, but that he would die and resurrect and come back in another form as the Spirit of reality. Then he went away through his death and came back within 3 days to stay with them as the life-giving Spirit. After breathing himself into his disciples, he stayed with them for 40 days to train them to experience his invisible presence. He then ascended to the heavens, leaving the disciples on this earth. What did the 120 do? They did nothing except to pray, and the key of their prayer was the one accord. The first epistle in the New Testament is Romans. After Paul talks so much doctrinally concerning the Christian life and church life, he told the believers in Rome that they needed to be with one accord and with one mouth. One accord includes one mind, one will, and one purpose in one soul and in one heart. Then outwardly you have one mouth. Those of us accord and with one mouth. Whoever came to a meeting in those years could sense and realize the impact. Because there was no dissenting or different opinion, there was the impact. Today's reading. The one accord revealed in the New Testament is a great matter. This is why Paul indicated to the saints in Rome that they had to take care of being in one accord. There were many troubles in the church in Corinth, and the real factor of all these troubles was dissension. Some said that they were of Paul and appreciated him. Others said that they were of Apollos and probably appreciated his way to teach the Bible. Still others appreciated Cephas, or Peter. This is disaccord, dissension. There are at least 10 problems in 1 Corinthians that all came out of the same source of disaccord, having different opinions and not speaking the same thing. In 1 and 2 Corinthians, Paul does not use the phrase one accord, but he does stress speaking the same thing. For one person to say that he is of Paul and another to say that he is of Apollos indicates that they are not speaking the same thing. We all have to say, I am of Christ. To say I am of Paul or I am of Apollos is just like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration saying that he would make 3 tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. Then a voice came out of the cloud that overshadowed them, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Hear him." And suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone, but Jesus only with them. We all need to speak the same thing. Why should Paul, Apollos, and Cephas be mentioned? This is why Paul asked the Corinthians, "Is Christ divided?" In Paul's second epistle to the church in Corinth, he also charged them to think the same thing. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul likewise charged the saints to think the same thing. This is the end of today's morning revival.